Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
In the words of the great journalist Ron Burgundy, well, that escalated quickly. And yes, it did. Although it was a blowout, it didn't feel like a blowout. There were certain moments during the night where I thought, okay, here comes Gonzaga. And then we realized they were only going so far. There was a glass ceiling on their Cinderella story. Welcome to the program. Hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I shouldn't say Cinderella story, but certainly a storybook season for Gonzaga. But congratulations to the Baylor Bears, the national champs, number two team in the country, ruining Gonzaga's dreams of being the first undefeated champ in over 40 years, and of course trying to do that in the state of Indiana, where that's where the last team was, the Indiana Hoosiers. But Baylor was dominant all season long, and you know, they had the offense, defense, the rebounding was really big. They had everything on full display. Jared Butler, Davion Mitchell really played well, but everybody on the roster seemed to know their role. Scott Drew did a wonderful job. You know, this was a team that was sidelined for over 3 weeks with COVID. But Baylor and Gonzaga, give them both credit. You know, it was a strange season, a season in which the Blue Bloods struggled and the Bears and Zags made it to the Final Four and national title game. And either team would have fared well in recent NCAA tournaments. But in the end, it was a relentless, a very talented Baylor team that came out of Indianapolis with a well-earned national championship. This program brought to you by DraftKings. Download the app and use the code Patrick. Get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. The great Jay Billis will join us coming up here in about 20 minutes. Chris Sims from NBC Sports will analyze the Sam Darnold trade. And Nick Saban, Alabama head coach, will join us. We'll talk about Mac Jones and some of his players, his role at a pro day. So Coach will join us a little bit later on this morning. Hubert Davis gets the North Carolina job. Congrats to Hubert. Great choice there. The All-Star game is now moving to Colorado. And the Jets traded Sam Darnold to Carolina. Those were some of the headlines yesterday. Let me talk a little bit about the Sam Darnold situation. As I'd been telling you for, I don't know, maybe a little over a week, I was hearing that if Carolina couldn't move up, they were going to try to make a run for Sam Darnold. I was also told that Pittsburgh was in the mix and San Francisco was going to be in the mix if they weren't able to trade up to number three overall. Carolina gets their quarterback again. I don't know if they're, you know, out of the quarterback race here, because you would think you got Sam Darnold. What if somebody falls into their lap? What if Justin Fields is there at eight? What do you do? And I still think there's a possibility of the Falcons being a wild card here to keep an eye on. From what I was told yesterday, the Falcons aren't quite sure what they're doing. Now, I know I can say that sometimes every year, but in this situation, I don't know if they know what they're doing with that fourth pick overall. Do you take somebody for Matt Ryan? Do you get Kyle Pitts? Do you take one of the wide receivers? You got your choice. You got your choice of all the non-quarterbacks. Or do you take a quarterback? Did Trey Lance pique your interest? Or Justin Fields there? Looks like Mac Jones will be gone. We know Zach Wilson will be gone. And, of course, Trevor Lawrence. But just some of the things to keep an eye on with the draft less than 3 weeks away, what exactly is going to happen at the top. And with Kyle Pitts being there as a plug-and-play tight end, great addition, Julio Jones with him, with Matt Ryan, maybe you have some magic there, or do the Falcons start planning for the future and that transition that's going to happen. I don't know if Denver's going to move up. Denver's another team that's sort of lurking. I think Denver wants to, but you're ninth. And it's kind of no man's land there. Are you going to get one of these wide receivers? Are you going to get a chance to get one of these quarterbacks? You're going to get who? Pitts won't be there. The wide receivers, you know, maybe Waddle is there. Do you want another Alabama wide receiver? Because Jerry Jeudy did not turn out well. You know, you satisfied with Drew Lock one more year? Those are just some of the things that are simmering here, and teams that could move up or teams that could move down. Because if Atlanta moves down and you make a trade, if you're Denver or somebody else, then what is Atlanta going to get there? And what do they need? Those are just things that you can at least file away right now, because we got a lot of time before the draft, and it still feels like there's one more team that is trying to go up. And the only two places you can go are four with Atlanta and five with Cincinnati. But Cincinnati might be locked in on their pick. Whoever that is, I was told that yesterday, that Cincinnati feels like they're locked in. Is that Penny Sewell out of Oregon? Is it Ja'Marr Chase to reunite him with Joe Burrow? Is it Pitts? Is it Devontae Smith? It feels like Cincinnati is locked in on their player. Atlanta is not. And then you have Miami at six, because Miami could reunite Tua with Devontae Smith, or Kyle Pitts doesn't have to leave the state of Florida. Like, there's a lot of opportunities there for these teams, and still a lot of time to kind of have these teams go through the process of what exactly are you going to do on that night when you're on the clock. Yes, Paulie.
Did the Jets really have a choice in this matter but go the direction that they're going? Because people were critiquing the Jets, are saying, well, the Jets are going to do this again in 3.5 years when this quarterback doesn't work out. But they do have a lot of drafts capital in the next couple of years.
I don't know. And the person I spoke to scouted Sam Darnold, loved Sam Darnold, still loves Sam Darnold. But the tricky part was that he's on the last year of his rookie contract. And he said if Sam was, you know, maybe 2 years on his rookie contract, this was his third, then maybe it's a different story for the Jets, and then maybe you trade that second pick overall because they need help. You know, the Jets are not going to be a great team, a good team this year, probably not. And no matter what Zach Wilson does for that team, you're still going in and it's basically a similar roster to what you had, unless you have a great draft. But did you need to trade Sam Darnold now? I thought you could get a little bit more for Sam Darnold the closer you got to the draft or after the draft, but, you know, there's a situation going on right now that I don't know if it happens, but Teddy Bridgewater could go to San Francisco. And San Francisco, if they take Mac Jones or Trey Lance at number three, then you trade Jimmy Garoppolo. But, you know, the Niners are asking for a first-round pick, and I was told yesterday, that doesn't mean you're getting a first-round pick. But if you bring in Bridgewater, once again, Teddy is the bridge quarterback there that can help you with Mac Jones. Yes, McLovin.
I mentioned to you before the show, I still don't get San Francisco. Like, why are they trading up to number three if that guy's not going to be their day one starter?
I still don't understand the fascination with Mac Jones to the point where you have to give up those draft picks to go up to get him at number three. It just feels like Mac Jones would have been, I think six would have been better. If the Niners had traded with the Eagles for the sixth pick overall, that might have been something where you could have gotten Mac Jones if you truly wanted him there. Because I don't know if anybody holds him in as high regard as San Francisco does. But I'll ask Nick Saban, like, what is it about Mac Jones? You know, like, what am I missing here? Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I mean, I think the common fan is very confused by this move. And he feels closer to Kirk Cousins than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, yes, he does. And, you know, in today's NFL, I want mobility. You don't have to be a runner. I just want you to have mobility. And I think that there's a big difference there. Lamar Jackson is, you know, kind of a unicorn here. But the other quarterbacks who have mobility, it doesn't mean that they're using their legs constantly. They use their legs when they have to. And, you know, you had that with Carolina with Cam Newton. They had designed runs. But Cam was, at times, felt like the biggest guy on the field. But I want my quarterback to have more of, not elusiveness, but I like the ability, escapability would probably be what I like. Russell Wilson, to me, is that ideal quarterback that he can beat you with his legs, but he'll keep a play alive. Aaron Rodgers, to a lesser degree, but he does have great athleticism. Yeah, McLeod.
What do you think of Carolina as a landing spot for Darnold? Like, it seems like a geared up for pretty good success.
Well,
they're young, but
I think a lot of Matt Rhule. And those on the inside will tell you, Matt Rhule is a coach. Like, he's a teacher. And you have Joe Brady, who was the offensive coordinator or the quarterback's coach when Joe Burrow was at LSU and kind of unleashed his greatness. Now Sam Darnold goes into that situation. And I think it's, you know, let's see when you surround him with a little bit of talent here. Because I don't care how good a quarterback you are, you were not going to succeed with the Jets. But Sam is the only qualifying quarterback last season to both throw more interceptions than touchdowns and complete less than 60% of his passes. He's got to get better, right?
There's the upside.
Yes, he's got to get better. And you're going to Carolina. I like the coaching staff, but you got to have weapons. You got to have weapons. And I don't care how good you are coming out of college or, you know, how strong your arm is or any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. Yeah, McLovin.
I'm just going to throw to Christian McCaffrey 40 times a game and let him do something, right? Yeah. I mean, he's good. Remember that guy?
Yeah, I know. He better be great. Better stay healthy, too. Back to basketball, because Billis will join us in about 10 minutes. Baylor became the third team in the last 50 years to win both the semifinal game and the championship game by at least 15 points. Florida did it 2006. Villanova did it in 2018. Baylor, the second school from the state of Texas to win the national championship, joining Texas Western, who became Texas El Paso. That was back in 1966.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
All right, so we'll talk to Billis. Chris Sims will tell us if the Jets made a mistake there by trading for Sam Darnold. Did Carolina get the guy that they truly wanted? And then Nick Saban will join us coming up a little bit later on. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Come up with a play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. Say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country, nearly 400 cities. Chat row, and those watching on Peacock, download the app. A couple other housekeeping notes here. Keep sending in your photographs in DP Show gear. You have to be signed up for the newsletter. Send it in, and you'll be part of the calendar. And I think we have close to 500 entries so far. But first come, first serve when it comes to your birth date and making it on the calendar there. Also, the Penny dog biscuits. It's a great story. The house dog Penny and a rescue. And we have partnered with a great company making Penny dog biscuits there. You know who I saw? I have a few of these bags of dog biscuits, Penny's Bang Biscuits. Tyler, the moderator, was eating them.
No.
Yes, he was.
And he's a human, just to clarify. He's a human.
I go back, and Tyler's always playing with Penny, always, rubbing her belly. And he's feeding her some of these treats. And so she got one, and then Tyler got two. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, these are good. These are good. And if you're watching on Peacock, there's Tyler. That's the back of his head there. Tyler, right? You were eating the biscuits? Yes. You. So they're great for your dog, but they're also great for humans as well. Nice little snack there. McLovin, what's poll question today?
You know, I have a really mean Paul Papps-inspired national championship poll question.
Okay.
I don't know if it's mean, but I was wondering, 10 years from now, what are we going to remember? Jalen Suggs' shot in the Final Four or Baylor winning it all? It's mean because we should be celebrating Baylor all day today, but...
You know, I also found this interesting that both of these programs sort of came back from nowhere on the brink of... Like, Gonzaga was going to maybe drop down to Division III a couple of decades ago. You know, they just didn't have the money. They were spending all this money. They could save $1 million if they went down to Division III. And, of course, what happened at Baylor... you know, where you had a teammate murderer, a teammate and a coach who covered it up. I thought that they were going to, you know, get the death penalty. You bring in Scott Drew and it's kind of like he came in to be, you know, somebody just cleaning it up. And he did. He's been there since 2003. But looking at these two programs, where they were to where they are now, it's pretty incredible rise. Yeah, Paul.
Off the poll question, Jalen Suggs' shot is now... not as big of a deal because they didn't complete the process.
Yeah.
And no offense, but it's still great and it's still historical, but it's not, you know, Leitner halfway there. I'm going to remember the first 5 minutes of Baylor last night. It looked like they had seven guys on the floor. I think it was 9-0 after 2.5 minutes and Suggs had two fouls.
Yeah, there was a feeling of, wait a minute, Baylor's got too many players on the floor. And then you go, no, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. But the way they played, they gave you that impression that there were seven or eight guys out there. Yes, Eden.
Davion Mitchell is like a linebacker.
Yeah.
There. He's like, he's got to be the biggest 6'2 dude I've ever seen. His shoulders are gigantic.
That's where they say he's a grown-ass dude.
He is.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, McLum.
But was there any point where you guys saw Gonzaga was going to either get back in it or win it? Like, for example, when they pulled to within 10 at half.
That's the only time I really thought is they went into halftime with some emotion. And Baylor, I think, looked up and said, we're only up by 10. And then you thought, okay, this is when the Zags, now we start to see that. But it wasn't going to happen. Yes, Eden.
There were a couple times in the second half, though, that you could tell, you know, if a few well-timed whistles, and all of a sudden Gonzaga was right back in that.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like, you know, Baylor may have been winning by 13, but it felt like it could be a 7-point game at any minute with a couple of fouls.
And Baylor was battle tested. They went through the Big 12. You know, I know that we look at Gonzaga's schedule and, you know, you have a tough game. Okay, they pulled through in that tough game against UCLA. Not a great team, but on a, you know, great run. Baylor was battle tested. Although when they lost those back-to-back games, I think they lost to Kansas and Oklahoma State, and I thought, okay, maybe there's something missing here. They regrouped. That's a great shooting team. You know, we talked about these things yesterday with Wally Szczerbiak. They hit the boards, great defense, and they make their threes. And that was on full display last night. Yeah, Paulie.
I think Baylor was up like 45-28 at one point in the first half, and then it was, you know, 47-37 in the half. It felt like Gonzaga, when they went into halftime, they were jumping around like, all right, we cut it to 10. It's a striking distance. And the Baylor guys were yelling at each other as they went into the locker room. It didn't feel like Baylor was up 10. And Barkley even said, he goes, if Baylor somehow loses this game, the last 5 minutes of the first half is going to get them. But then they stormed back in the second half.
You going to settle on a poll question, McLovin?
Yeah, so I will. I'll put up a National Championship Hour 1, but then I have a bunch of quarterback questions. I have like 5 quarterback polls because I'm so curious, like, not only what happened with Darnold, but how does this affect the draft? I know you don't know for sure, but is this still going to have 5 quarterbacks in the top 10, or is that all changing now?
Well, I think it's going to be bang, bang, bang. And then the question is, what does Atlanta do? And then what's Cincinnati do? I'm going to go back to what I said 10 minutes ago. I was told Cincinnati is locked in on who they want, but Atlanta is sort of the wild card here. Are they going to get somebody for Matt Ryan, or are they going to get somebody to replace Matt Ryan? And I think that's really the key here. And is Denver going to be one of those teams that tries to move up?
Do they have to move up now? Is there a chance now that Carolina got their guy that Denver can sit at 9 and get someone?
Well, are they going to get Trey Lance or Justin Fields?
You took out a lot of quarterback teams because Carolina, Detroit, Miami all got settled.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to Chris Sims about that.
Feels like you'd know something. That's why I'm asking you so much.
You know what? I'm told in vague terms sometimes. That's all. I'm told in vague terms, like what the Niners are doing, and that the fact that there's still someone or someones in the war room that like Trey Lance over Mac Jones with San Francisco. But, you know, when I was told by a scout somebody's moving up, he didn't say who it was. He just said somebody's moving up. And, you know, trying to go to two, but can't get to two and probably going to go to three. So that's just the information I get. All right, let's take a break. Jay Billis will join us on loan from the mothership. We'll settle on our poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. All of that coming up. It's 21 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security. You know what I love? When I'm able to tell you about a product that I truly believe in, and I'm fortunate that with our partners, our clients, our sponsors, I truly believe in what these products are. And it could be the Mercedes. It could be Callaway Golf Clubs. I mean, go down the list of everything. The Traeger Grills. And then there's Simply Safe Home Security. And I was skeptical when I first met these guys at the old man cave. When they came in and they told me, okay, this is what you do. You put it, you install it. This is what it's going to cost. No contracts to sign. And then we started going, come on. Like, I can't do this to the audience. Like, I can't do that. And then all of a sudden, I installed Simply Safe, and it took 30 minutes. And you set it up the same price that they have monthly. They've had that. There was no contracts, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. Professional monitoring 24/7. Like, they did everything that you want a partner to do. SimplySafeDan.com. Customize your system. Get a free security camera. 60-day risk-free trial. Nothing to lose at SimplySafeDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Listen up, Ohio. The Mega Millions jackpot is over $500 million, and you can now buy official state lottery games right from your phone with Jackpot.com. Get in on the action right now and buy official Powerball, Mega Millions, and Lucky for Life tickets with Jackpot.com. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play.
I love playing the lottery, and Jackpot.com makes it so easy because you can buy all your tickets right from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can buy tickets right on my phone for Powerball, Lucky for Life, and other lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to Jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to Jackpot.com. That's Jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Got some new t-shirts up on the site. some old t-shirts as well. Still a little inventory there. Go to danpatrick.com. And if you're a fan of the team that won the national title, could be a t-shirt there as well. After what happened with Augusta and the Masters, like, I'm nervous now putting up a t-shirt here. Yeah, Paulie.
So we have to be creative, right? We have to be creative.
Yes. How about we just don't say anything more, and then we bring in the popular Jay Billis. Is that okay? How about we do that? Jay, thank you for getting up after last night's game. Where do you want to start?
Well, it sounds like you could use some legal representation. Yes. I'd be happy to help you with your trademark copyright issues.
How are you on trademark and copyright infringement?
Pretty good, actually. I actually had a case, a pretty good case in trademark copyright.
Okay. We came up with Tampa Bay. We tweeted it out, put it on our show. We had a t-shirts made. And then we heard from Tom Brady's camp a cease and desist. Did we have any legal grounds to stand on?
You probably did, but that's a normal practice for people that are trying to protect intellectual property. They have to, they send a cease and desist, and they might take further action. If they don't, they run the risk of losing their trademark copyright rights. So if you would have pushed back, who knows where it would have been. But usually what people do is they just kind of stop because they don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's easier. But I don't know. I don't know whether Tom Brady or his companies have trademarked that or they have copyright protection for it.
They trademarked it after we came up with it.
Wow, that'd be a fun fight. I say let's roll up our sleeves.
Because you're friends with
let's go
Brady.
Get Tom Terrific.
No, remember Tom stayed over at your house. Would you be willing?
That doesn't make us friends. That this is money, man.
Okay, are you willing to take on Augusta because we got a cease and desist from Augusta?
That's different. I'd like to play there again.
All right. That's all I needed you for, Jay. Thanks for coming on. How would you describe the first 5 minutes of last night?
A beatdown. Baylor just crawled into Gonzaga and was the physical presence they had on the floor. They seemed bigger, seemed stronger, and they just took everything from Gonzaga. It wasn't like, I think most of us going into the game had said, Gonzaga needs to take care of the ball, that Baylor forces a turnover on almost 25% of their opponent's possessions during the year. But it wasn't like Gonzaga was throwing the ball away. Baylor was taking it from them. And there's a difference. And they could, Gonzaga couldn't run anything. They couldn't get, they basically had their backs turned in trying to run some sort of offense. So while all of us were talking about maybe the best passing and cutting team we've seen in I don't know how long, because who ranks that stuff, but I couldn't remember anybody better. They couldn't see the cutters because they were just overwhelmed with ball pressure and pushed further out. Drew Timmy was trying to drive some of the big guys, and he lost the ball on occasion. I think he turned it over three times in the first 10 minutes. And then Baylor just went after whatever matchup they liked. And Gonzaga was switching, and Drew Timmy switches out on Macy O'Teague or something like that. And they're like, okay, here we go. And just went after. It was like an NBA team going after a EuroLeague team.
Are we going to remember Baylor winning a championship? Or are we going to this year with or Gonzaga with, Suggs' game winner to beat UCLA? Like 15 years from now, when we think of this year, what do you think we're going to remember?
I think we'll remember both. I think we'll remember Gonzaga as being a great team that was right there to do something that hasn't been done in 45 years and falling short, obviously. And you'll always remember the champion. And Baylor, like this year, Dan, you probably heard it and said it as much as I did, that Gonzaga and Baylor were the top tier of the game. They had separated themselves early in the season. They were the best teams. And when Baylor, I believe this to be true, that if Baylor had not gone through that COVID pause they had, I think it was in February, where they were off for 18 days. And it wasn't like it was a contact tracing COVID pause. They had eight or nine guys on their team that had the virus. So it knocked them sideways. And they weren't the same team when they came back initially. I did their second game back, I think it was, at Kansas. And they got beat pretty good there. And I remember saying during the game, like, this is not the Baylor team we've seen. This is the COVID Baylor team, and getting criticized for, we are making excuses. Kansas is a better team. And I'm like, no, they're not. I mean, they're winning, but they're not the better team. Like, come on. You can't ignore what we've seen and what we may see again. And then in the NCAA tournament, it was Gonzaga and Baylor, and that's pretty much it. Those were the two best teams. I just didn't anticipate Gonzaga getting hit like that. Like, so, I mean, you saw the game. So when they knocked it to 10, when Gonzaga got it down to 10 at halftime, I was saying, okay, that's a manageable number. Yeah. Like, we could see that we could see they can do this. And then Jared Butler hit a couple threes to start the second half. You're like, okay, whatever crack there was in that door, it is now shut. The game was over after the first 3 minutes of the second half.
We are always looking to replicate the champions, a style that champions have. NFL, it happens all the time. But can you replicate what Baylor does? They led the nation in three-point field goal percentage. And I think the only other national title team to do that was Indiana back with Steve Alford. Maybe the first year they had the three-point shot. Can you replicate what they did?
Yeah, but you're going to have great guards that can defend at that high of a level. Like, I think their three-point shooting was a big factor, obviously, but it wasn't the only factor. That early on in the season, I think we had identified Baylor as having the best defensive backcourt in the country, and I'm not sure it was a close call. And with Davion Mitchell, like, he's a lottery pick. That guy is the real deal. He's unique in that he is unbelievably strong, and he's unbelievably explosive. He's got another gear, and he's got leverage. He stays in front of you. Really an incredible defender. It's no wonder he was the National Defensive Player of the Year with the way he affects the game. But Baylor was good last year. Like, they were a number one seed last year before the tournament got called off. I don't think they were a no-brainer to win it, but they could have won it. And they've been knocking on this door for quite a while now. But so's Gonzaga. That's kind of the funny thing. Gonzaga is the more interesting case to me, because Baylor is a Power Five team with a, you know, Power Five football and all that stuff. Gonzaga has been to six straight Sweet 16s, six straight. There's only a couple other programs that have done that in the game's history. They've won 30 or more, including last year, in five straight years. That's never been done before, ever. And so we're talking about, and they've been to, I think it's four of the last six Elite Eights, and two of the last four title games. That's not a fluke. Like, this is not some little mid-major that they play, you know, they play an easier schedule, therefore they're more like, that's just not fair. And people are saying that now. I mean, you see it on social media, told you they were a fraud. And like, really, really? They're really good, and they're going to be just as good next year, because they've got big time players. Like, now they're starting to recruit the superstar high school players, and they've always gotten transfers, but they're not going to go away either. So we're going to see this. We could very likely see this again, and not just with these two teams, but Gonzaga is not going anywhere.
He's Jay Billis from the Mothership. What about the transfer portal? Vital's been, you know, railing on this, that we got all of these players who are able to transfer. Where do you stand on this?
I don't think the execution of the portal is a very good idea, Dan, but this is a result of two things. One, it's a result of coaches complaining about poaching. You know, the idea that they had a player on their roster, that the player was interested in leaving. Somebody contacted another school and said, do you have space available? And they kind of negotiated the player's way out. Didn't like that. Didn't like the fact the player didn't come into their office, sit down, have a heart to heart with good old coach, and, you know, let's talk this out, and let's battle through adversity and all that stuff. So the coaches didn't like it. Well, now they got the transfer portal, so the players are telling them, and they just go, and it's kind of an open invitation to leave, and we're going to see more of it. So the transfer market is here to stay, but the other part of it is the NCAA cannot justify this year in residence thing, having a player sit out. Like, think about this one. In high school, you have no college experience at all, and they expect you to make a binding decision on where you go to college. But after you've been in college and you've experienced it, then you can't be trusted to leave and make your decision based upon your having college experience. Look, I know what it's like to play for this guy. I don't want to do it anymore. And nope, can't be trusted. You got to play through adversity. My parents told me to do it. My parents wouldn't let me transfer. Well, then talk to the parents and tell the parents, tell your kid not to transfer. But this whole thing, and then the NCAA didn't want to, they don't want to argue over the year in residence anymore, which was an old vestige when there was freshman ineligibility, because they want to argue about money. Like their stance on transferring could hurt them in court while they're arguing about money. And who knows what's going to happen with the U.S. Supreme Court in the next month and a half when they come down with their decision in the Alston case. But I think we've seen amateurism. It's certainly, if it's not on life support, you know, somebody's got their hand on the plug, you know, it's going to get pulled at some point. Now, whether it gets pulled soon, I don't know, but it's not going to last much longer. It just can't.
But also you have this situation where players wanted to meet with the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, and here they are in Indianapolis. And then he says, you know, we can meet after. Like, where are we headed here, Jay, in the next year or so? Or is it going to be sooner than that? Or is it going to be later than that, that we see maybe some kind of change?
Well, first of all, Emmert did say he would meet with the players. There was some sort of miscommunication there, and it was reported that it would be after, but he said he'd meet with them when their schedules could do it. So he never said he wouldn't meet with them during the tournament.
Okay.
But meeting with him is useless. There's nothing he can or will do. I think to say that he has been a failure as NCAA president would be an understatement. He's been a colossal failure. But where we're headed is the players are going to have the same rights going forward as literally everybody else. Like, you know, the one thing that the NCAA has never done is they've never evolved with the changing times. The only way they've evolved is by saying, hey, we need to evolve in our making money, but we can't evolve with the players and the rest of, like, they're going to stay where they are, but everything else, we're going to evolve with the times. And look, I love coaches as much as anybody. It may sound like I don't when I'm talking about them right now, but I've grown a little tired of listening to coaches say, you know, when I got into coaching, it was, I didn't get into it for money. You know, well, but you took the money, you know, you didn't turn down the money. You know, everybody says that. Well, this is about the kids. They call them kids all the time when they're adults. It's called men's basketball and women's basketball. They're not kids, they're adults. And if we can sell them for billions of dollars, if they're old enough to sell, they are old enough to bargain for their fair market value. And just the NIL thing, which everybody seems to think is a compromise, it's going to lead to an open market at some point because it has to. But, you know, the argument now is only Zion Williamson and Trevor Lawrence are going to make money. Everybody, that's not true. Women are going to make a ton of money. People you've never heard of, because we're old men. Like, this system has been run by old white men for long enough, and it needs to open up and evolve, and the athletes need to be allowed to act in the marketplace just like literally everyone else. Because as you know, Dan, far more non-athletes get scholarships than athletes. And there's no non-athlete that is told what they can earn or accept in the marketplace by virtue of being a student or by virtue of accepting a scholarship. Like, do we call that pay when a non-athlete gets a scholarship? Well, you shouldn't get anything more because you get a scholarship. Like, that's absurd. It's absurd to tell a non-athlete that, and it's absurd to tell an athlete that. And look, if an individual school doesn't want to pay, then don't pay. Just like you don't have to pay your coaches millions of dollars. You don't have to build facilities. You don't have to have a hospital. Don't do any of that if you don't want to. But you know, banding together like as a cartel, which the NCAA is, that's just not going to work in the long run. It's amazing it's worked this long, but if you try to read tea leaves from the Supreme Court's questioning and oral argument about a week ago, they're not buying it unless they were just stress testing an argument and they're all on the other side of it. Longtime court observers have said they didn't feel the argument was a good thing for the NCAA.
I love you fired up. Have a good off season. Whatever that is, Jay, have a good off season.
Sounds like I'm going to be jumping into court to protect you from these evil Tom Brady sending you a cease and desist. Doesn't he have enough money? He can't let you make a t-shirt?
I don't even know if he knows that I'm the one who came up with the t-shirt.
Oh, he knows, Dan. He's sitting there,
you think,
you know, stroking a hairless cat, you know, kind of with an evil laugh. Dan Patrick will not have a
probably has a pinky ring.
You're darn right.
Yeah, he got a Super Bowl ring for his pinky, and he's got it right there like that.
Controlling the world.
Yes. Thank you, Jay.
Good to see you, bud.
That's
you.
Jay Billis from the Mothership. Take a break. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, Ohio. The Mega Millions jackpot is over $500 million, and you can now buy official state lottery games right from your phone with Jackpot.com. Get in on the action right now and buy official Powerball, Mega Millions, and Lucky for Life tickets with Jackpot.com. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play.
I love playing the lottery, and Jackpot.com makes it so easy because you can buy all your tickets right from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can buy tickets right on my phone for Powerball, Lucky for Life, and other lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Irving puts the shoulder down, fades for the three, and hits it! 40 points for Kyrie Irving, and that's the biggest shot of the game. It puts the Nets up by 5 with 59 seconds to go.
Courtesy of WFAN, the Nets Radio Network, Kyrie goes for 40, his fourth 40-point game of the season. Only Vince Carter and John Williamson have had as many in a season for the Nets since the team joined the NBA. Vince had 6 in a season, 5 in a season, 5 in a season. John Williamson had 5 40-point games back in 1977-78, and then Kyrie this year with his fourth 40-point game. Pretty interesting, though, that, James Harden tweaked something. Hey, yeah, just chill. KD not back. Yeah, don't worry about it. I got 40. I got you guys. I'll pick you up. Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, 5-star sales service, and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Did we come up with a poll question, McLovin?
You know, I think I want to pitch this NFL poll question instead of college basketball.
Okay.
Who makes a Pro Bowl first, Zach Wilson or Sam Darnold? Zach Wilson's 21, will turn 22 during the season. Sam Darnold's 23. They're basically the same age, which is crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your...
I have no idea. I'm going to say Sam Darnold. I'm going to think positive for Sam Darnold.
I think I'm on the Panthers bandwagon.
Wait, you are?
I like that they have McCaffrey. They still have that number 8 pick. They can take Jamar Chase or Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
They have Robbie Anderson played well last year.
Yeah.
And since, like every idiot fan, I'm only going on skill position players and ignoring the offensive line. It just feels like a nice spot. And yeah. You said Rhule is, you're hearing good things about Rhule?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody tell me that, you know, Matt Rhule teaches. Like, he's a sharp guy.
Lovely city, very efficient airport in Charlotte.
Of course.
Great airport.
Don't they have the rocking chairs?
Yes. I think so.
In the airport where, you know, you're connecting flights and they have these huge rocking chairs there.
Yeah, and Bojangles for a little biscuits in the morning.
I like that.
It's also been under construction for the last 37 years. Little known fact.
Well, it's not like LaGuardia. No, I don't know. Nothing's like LaGuardia.
I saw the other day one of the terminals is done at LaGuardia, 1 of 5.
Yeah, so, great. Yeah, great. Got a couple more years before we get it done.
Yeah, my ticket, it said wear a hard hat to the flight. That was weird.
Aaron Rodgers looks like he's having fun on Jeopardy. And he did bring this up as maybe he heard what I was saying yesterday. He can do both. He could still be the Packers quarterback and host Jeopardy. Because Alex Trebek told me that you really have to allocate around 50 days to shoot all of the episodes. But Alex was shooting 5 a day. And you just crank them through. And if Aaron Rodgers wants to do that, you know, I think he did the math where he said, okay, this is what it's going to take to be the quarterback for the Packers, and this is what it would be to be the host of Jeopardy. But he, you know, he's already shot a couple of days back in February and, you know, a 2-week run here. And I think he'll do great. I think he loves the game. He's respectful to Alex. He studied. And I think having, you know, he's quick. He's got a kind of that drawl sense of humor. Not afraid to call you out a little bit there. He can be a little sneaky, snarky. And he's smart. Yes, Paulie.
He parted his hair kind of like it was picture day.
It was.
I thought he looked like Don Draper, though, from Mad Men, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but it was a little too first, like Alfalfa with our gang.
It's picture day.
Where he had, like, his hair was all slicked down there. Mom got his hair all slick. You know, when mom would lick her finger.
But the worst.
Your cowlick there. Yeah. Paulie's got NFL Jeopardy for us. Do I need to study for this? How do we prepare for this?
Rapid fire answer in the form of question, Dan.
Oh, I never do well with that.
This team will undoubtedly trade BYU quarterback Zach Wilson to Denver for 2 third-round picks in 2024.
Who are the Jets?
That's right, Dan. This quarterback is about to be traded and replaced by a less handsome, less in-shape version of him. This quarterback is about to be replaced by a less handsome, less in-shape version of him. Who is Jimmy Garoppolo?
Oh.
Is this harder Jeopardy?
Okay.
This franchise would be better off with a 60-year-old team president at quarterback than any of the options currently on the roster.
Who are the Broncos?
The Broncos, John Elway. Good day. Based off their quarterback history, the commissioner should not allow this franchise to ever draft a quarterback again.
Who are the Bears?
Who are the Bears? This tequila-infused anti-aging quarterback makes all the NFL offseason movement moot. Tequila-infused anti-aging quarterback makes all the NFL offseason moves moot.
Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Who is Tom Brady?
Oh, wait, he's tequila-infused?
Yeah, he was at the boat parade.
Oh,
yeah, boat parade.
Is that
hammered.
What he was drinking?
Yeah.
He was needy. Avocado tequila.
Avocado tequila? Thank you, Paulie. You got a bright future there with NFL Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, that show will kill.
Yeah. No, I think that Aaron Rodgers can do both. And I don't think that, because they can move their schedule, their shooting schedule, to accommodate Aaron Rodgers if this is what he wants to do. But that's one of those, once you go in and you get locked in, and then, you know, you're going to be doing that for a long time. Yeah, McLovin.
It's not unprecedented. I mean, Strahan has had a crazy TV career that has nothing to do with sports.
Yeah. Tiki Barber, who was working for the Today Show. You know, you guys making that transition of going into the media, but while still playing, is that's a little trickier. And at that position, quarterback. All right, phone calls coming up. Chris Sims on loan from NBC Sports. Jets make the right decision. Did Carolina make the right decision? And Alabama head coach Nick Saban. All of that coming up. I don't know if NFL teams use ZipRecruiter, but they should. You know, like the Chargers, they got Brandon Staley, or the Falcons reached out to Arthur Smith. Jacksonville Jaguars hiring Urban Meyer. If you want to hire the right people for the right job, there's only one place to go, and that's ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. ZipRecruiter makes finding the winning candidates fast and easy. That's because they hustle for you. This is what you do when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, or this is what they do. They send it out to over 100 top job sites in just one click. Then ZipRecruiter has matching technology, finding the right people with the right skills, the right experience for your job, and then actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get that quality candidate within the very first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free. You just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. And remember, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/Patrick. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.